So did you figure out your next fight?
I'm going to skip the rematch with Delay and going straight to something bigger.
How big?
Like the Rand big.
Holy shit, how much?
Jimmy!
You've got to be able to take some disappointment in life, too. Not always is everything gonna go well. So you just have to roll with the punches when adversity hits you.
It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, and I was facing financial difficulties in my own life. I was behind on my bills and my dreams, and I'm saying to them, you can live your dream. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I could do it. There were times that I doubted myself. I said, God, why is this happening to me? It was very hard. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream.
If you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. You got to take those losses. You got to take those hits. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs. In order for you to, when it does happen, you go, wow, qué rico. You know, this is what it's all about. And not only that, it's never about making it, guys. It's always about maintaining it. That's the toughest part.
You know, and a lot of people have that. They're scared. They're scared of failure.
I think people are scared. I think people lack self-esteem.
But failure is one of the most important things you could ever have as far as like the motivation to do things differently. One of the reasons why I'm good at work is because I've been a shit worker in the past and I know the feeling of failure.
Even when you lose, it's okay to lose, but you can't never get comfortable winning.
So I really had two failures before I succeeded with GoPro.
How do those failures drive you today?
Well, at the time, they scared me, right? And failure isn't easy. It wasn't like I thought, oh, cool, I failed. And success has taught me that one of the most important things an entrepreneur can have is perseverance, the dedication, a willingness to fail, pick yourself up again, and give it another shot. Because if you don't have that, if you don't have that grit, you're going to get run over.
It's the reinforcement of those goals, like understanding that you can achieve those goals. It's going to be difficult. You're going to push through the difficulty, and then you're going to understand what difficulty truly is and how much of it is just mental, how much of it is just in your mind, this adversity to difficult task or to struggle.
I fell so many times and got back up. I've been through the toughest times with my family. But I'm still standing.
During that point, what did I do? Is I did what I preach to all of you, which is I put in the work. I gave up all my weekends and holidays in high school because I knew I had to pay that price because I wasn't gonna do the, I'm gonna go to school, meet some good kids at Stanford and Brown Ivy League school, make some relationships, and that's gonna be my springboard. I was gonna start with no relationships and in the gutter, and I was gonna have to prove it, and I would have to show up and meet everybody like I did in my 30s, but in my teens and 20s, I was gonna have to work. And so what I did was, to the extreme of anybody I've met that had options, I punted every leisure activity in my life. Nothing, no weekends, no vacations, zero, nothing, nothing. It's my truth, I didn't take a single vacation day, never, zero, zero. All my high school friends, gone, because I wasn't around. All my college friends, post-college, gone. Girlfriends, nothing, all in.
Kobe Bryant doesn't sit there and talk about how many MVPs he's won or how many championships he's won. No, he gets up at 3:00 in the morning practicing every day. He's not great because he's great. He's great because he puts the work in on a daily basis and he wins every day.
And if you want it, you got to go get it. You got to play hard for it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? It's not for the weak and the uncommitted.
The reason why you saying no to stuff, the reason why you pushing the snooze button, the reason why you still going to work tripping, the reason why you ain't blow up is because you still on 70%. You still on 60%. You want to know why the world's passing you up? Because whatever you do for a living, you barely doing it. You coming and you don't want to be there. You not bringing the fire. You got to do it quick. You got to do it fast. You got to do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else who, listen to me, they're on the same path that you are. Listen to me. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it. And sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working.
Quit using the word luck. Quit believing in luck and start believing in work. Start believing in fortunate. Start believing in results that come from your actions. And when you do that and you wholeheartedly believe it, guess what? That's what starts to happen.
There are those of you who will never get to the next level in success or in your life, because when you get to this point, you bend. It's simple. My man said it. You can do whatever you want to do.
You're not going to flip the switch at 30 years old and have the big house, nice cars, and a fat bank account just because you wished it. You got to put in the work now, and that work compounds and accumulates and puts you in a position to have that opportunity when you are of that age.
So what did I do? I worked. I worked to such an extreme level that when I push you on work, I don't even ask you to do 50% of what I did.
And your mama didn't like the fact that you were doing it. Your mama didn't understand, and you let your mama in your ear. Like it was your mama's dream. You let your daddy talk you out of it. That was yours. That was something the Creator gave to you. That belonged to you. My mother never understood, but she working for me now. I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder.
You've never done something before. You expect yourself to be awesome at it. You haven't done the work. You haven't put in the time. You haven't put in the study hours.
And what I'm doing now, I was doing 20 years ago, and I have not been. I didn't break. So what? You don't understand how I do what I do. This is what I've been called to. And under no circumstances will I surrender. Under no circumstance will I quit.
Somebody who succeeds, you want to be somebody who builds something? You want to be somebody who people write books about one day?
Hear what I'm saying? Don't feed into it. Don't believe the hype. Somebody told you that hard work don't pay off, and you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. Listen to me. If you work for it, if you're willing to put in that sweat, that blood, and those tears, baby, I'm telling you, you can have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. Are you hearing me?
You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. In order to do something you've never done, you've got to be someone you've never been. You must be born again. You've got to die as you are now. You've got to be willing to give up who you are now for what you can become. You've got to have this vision of yourself beyond your circumstances. You've got to see yourself every day. I can do this. I can make this happen. I'm blessed and highly favored. Good things are supposed to happen to me. You want to focus. You want to begin to discipline yourself to control your thinking. Judge not according to appearances. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
It's called a life-changing day. The day you say enough is enough.
Promise yourself you'll listen to it until it makes sense. You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skill. Never give up until, however long that is. Step by step, piece by piece, go for it. Don't miss the chance to grow. And resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become.
Walk away from the 97%. Don't use their excuses. Don't go where they go. Don't do what they do. Don't talk like they talk. Develop you a whole new language.
don't exist, create it. Earth's finest stuff ain't all been created yet. Because it's waiting on you.
Whatever it takes, I'll do whatever it takes, but I'm going to create it if it don't exist. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. Every single year, your appetite should go up. You should never get settled. You should never get settled. You should never get content. Every single year. Stop showing up to life average. Stop showing up to life good. Give me great every day. Wake up with great and stop waiting for permission to be great.
Then you'll discover some of life's best treasures when you pay that price.
A dream. The four greatest words that this country has ever heard or seen. Because a man with a dream is unstoppable. A man with a dream can go to destinations that nobody has ever seen. A man with a dream can reach a star that no one has even come close to reach. Because a man with a dream is unstoppable. And the dream is his destination. And the fuel is his passion. And his skills and his abilities and his gifts and his talents is his vehicle to get to the destination of the dream. And so the only thing left for a man to get to that place that nobody would believe for him to get is just a little bit of faith. Because a little bit of faith mixed with a big dream produces something that can change the course of history, that can change the course of humanity. You see, it's so important for one to find their dream. And many people know that, but not many people can find it. Because the thing is this, a dream finds you. A dream finds you. A dream finds you when you get to the place that you know that every place that you have been and where you're at right now, and the way that your mind works as it is now, is still not quite where it needs to be. So you see, the thing that you need is growth, growth, growth. Growth, growth in your mindset, growth in your emotions, growth in your self-control, growth in every single response and your response ability, your ability to respond to every suffering and every pain and every struggle and every single step that takes some sort of added effort, added discipline, added passion, added fire to keep going, to find your stride, to find your rhythm, to find your breath, and to find your dream. I have a dream. Are four words in the heart of every man, woman, and child. And that's why freedom rings in that dream.
The differential of somebody winning and losing has nothing to do with their genetics, has nothing to do with their potential. It's their perseverance, always showing up. A person that's willing to gamble it. If you show up, then you have a chance. If you don't show up, the outcome's simple. Never there, like an audition. If you show up to the audition, there's a chance you might get the part. If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you on that opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys.
Everyone could take action. Literally, if it's that simple, if all it takes to succeed is the ability to know what you want, Take action, know if it's working, and keep changing until you get what you want. How come everybody doesn't do it?
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
The reason is fear. And the fear is usually fear of failure or success or rejection. But the real word I would use for this thing we're afraid of is pain.
When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. The reason why? Behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. You face your fears, you become the person you want to be. You run from your fears, you're not living. You're alive, but you're not taking the freedom. You're not running the day. The day's running you. You always be the f***ing servant, not the master, guys. If you find a fear, the quickest, the easiest way you can beat it is initially, right when it comes in. If you allow it to sit, it will grow roots and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. Again, the champions, guys. It's not their potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion. Success does not define us. We define the success.
I'm not done yet. All right, I got more in me.
When you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not, that is dangerous. We all go through hard times. We all go through depression. We all do go through doubt and moments in your life where it's really difficult and you're trying to figure out what the your path is going to be. It's hard as but that is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. The journey you're embarking on is not an easy path. It's not for the ill-hearted or the weak-natured. It's for the strong people. And before you embark on this journey, mentally, you have to prepare yourself for it. No one's going to get worse before it gets better. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been. Sacrificing today for tomorrow's betterment. You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road. But through that effort, builds the character of the person you want to be at the end. Accept that. If you believe it, your body physically will find a way to make it happen.
I will not be held hostage, waiting on people to open the door for me. I will get up and grind, create my own door, and put myself on, because I am a champion. I am hungry, dedicated, fearless, a warrior of God who believes all things are possible to him that believeth. I am disciplined. I am committed. I am dedicated. Young, rich, and motivated. Completely sold out. All in. 120. Committed to fulfilling my God-given destiny. Nothing can stop me because I am blessed and unstoppable. And I don't just say these words out of my mouth. I say them from my spirit. The champion spirit that's on the inside of me. Mediocrity has no place in me. Average is not welcomed here. I am going one place and one place only. I got a one-way ticket from the bottom to the top. And I don't say this for fame. I don't say this for money. I don't say this for validation. I'm doing this for legacy. When I'm dead and gone, they will say, there is a man right there who lived on this earth. who gave it everything he had. Failure is not an option for me. Failure does not exist in my vocabulary. For 8 years, I walked the block in a mental prison, searching for answers. Panic attacks, PTSD, fear, and anxiety consumed me. But here's what was really going on. God was molding and shaping me and preparing me for this calling. He was preparing me for the words that I'm saying to you right now. You see, the more we go through the fire, the more refined we become. Now, fear and pain had stung me, had inflicted me, had tried to stomp out my destiny. But God is faithful, and He did what He promised. For He said to me, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And you see, I was bold enough to believe that. And when I went around that block for those 8 years, every day I got a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher, and a whole lot bolder. And now I am prepared for my calling, and I get behind this mic with no fear to tell you that I am still here. The enemy has not defeated me. He has not destroyed me. He has actually made me. I am a champion. I am a warrior. I am hungry, dedicated, and now I'm fearless. Wrapped with grace, to the enemy, I'm dangerous. It's not about goals. For me, it's about purpose, legacy. I'm anchored in grace. God still moves. I am a warrior, blessed and unstoppable.
Can decide now to develop new beliefs, a belief that you can have whatever you want in life. If you are prepared to work for it, that you can have whatever you want in life. If you are prepared to learn what is required to have it. Imagine what you could achieve if you believe you were limitless. Imagine what you could do if you just ignored that voice in your head that tells you that you can't do it. I don't see failure as the end, and I refuse to let setbacks or mistakes stop me from reaching my goals in life.
I am responsible for my dream. I am responsible for my results, because I am the only one who can stop me from turning my dreams into a reality. I have the power to make my dream happen. I have the choice to decide if I will work hard for it or just settle. I have the choice to see how far I can go in life.
Those who succeed don't believe in limits. They study until they understand. They don't give up when they experience doubt. They don't give up when it's hard. They do not give up full stop. They keep working hard even if they've been rejected. They keep at it. They keep searching for new opportunities. That's exactly how you have to be. Life is hard, and you'll never get far if you limit yourself in anything you do.
I have the power to make my dream happen. I have a choice to decide if I will work hard for it or just settle.
This is your life. Live it to your fullest potential. You can't change your past, but you do have the power to change your future.
As Theodore Vail noted, real difficulties can be overcome. It's only the imaginary ones that are uncomfortable. The reason that I love that is because it is a powerful reminder. At the end of the day, you're choosing what to believe. At the end of the day, all those things in your head that seem like you could never get over them, You've made them up. You've decided to obsessively focus on those things. And as Oprah said, what we dwell on is who we become. And think about that for a second. Think about today. Just audit your thoughts. What did you spend your time thinking on? Did you obsessively think about the way that things could go right? Or did you obsessively think about the things that could go wrong? All the myriad ways that you need to protect yourself. And that's how it feels. In the moment, you think, I'm just planning for the worst case scenario. I'm thinking through all the ways that something could go wrong so that I can be prepared for it, not understanding that what you're doing is focusing on all the ways that it could go wrong. They're imagined futures. They are not real. And in that, like a race car driver goes where the eyes go, you will go where your thoughts go. You will become your thoughts. So instead of boxing yourself in and thinking only about all the different ways that something could be bad, could break, could fall to pieces, think about all the things that you could do if you take the action, all the myriad ways that things could come to your aid and work out for the better. Obsessively think on that and let failure be a total surprise. In that, you will take the actions that you need to be successful. But first, you've got to train yourself to obsess over all the ways your life could go right. From there, you'll act.
You gotta put your whole self in, right? You gotta cut off the cell phone. You got it, no TV. There were those of you who were watching the game last night, you really didn't have no business watching these boys win a national title, going to the NBA, making millions. You didn't have no business watching them because you're not where you need to be. Right? Some of y'all don't have no business watching the basketball game because you're not where you need to be. If you put your whole self in and got a 1.5, I'm loving you. 2-3 years from now, that 1.5 is going to turn into a 2.5. You're going to be all right. I know from personal experience. So we got 3 weeks. I need all televisions off. I need cell phones off. Listen to me. Some of you are going to be broke for the rest of your life because of that little thing on the side. You're going to be broke for the rest of your life because of a little cell phone. And so you got 3 weeks. I need you to study like you've never studied before. I need you up all night long studying. You hear me say this all the time. But some of you, this is it. You've heard me say it before. You play games when you come here because you got gear on. But you know where you're from in Detroit. You know where you're from in Flint. You know where you're from in Saginaw. And you know your parents are broke. You know some of you got about 7-8 folks living in one house. And there ain't no real room for you when you go back. This your opportunity to blow up. But we know the reality for some of us where we live. And our parents don't have no money. And they taking out loans, working 2 or 3 jobs for you while you up here playing. Listen to me, I need you to put your whole self in for the next 3 weeks. You got it. And even you say, Eric, look, man, you don't understand. If I put everything in, I'm still gonna get a 1.0. I'm telling you to do it anyway. Because, you know, I told you I flunked English 3 times, like a little basic one. So listen to me, I need you to give 120% these last few weeks. All right, don't go home. Wherever you're from, don't go home. This is your home now.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And so, that second, that second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground in that second. And in every second. Every second counts. So make every second